shadow, it would be this, that we as women exist in direct sunlight only. When women were birds, we knew otherwise. We knew our greatest freedom was in taking flight at night, when we could steal the heavenly darkness for ourselves, navigating through the intelligence of stars and the constellation of our own making in the delight and terror of our uncertainty. What my mother wanted to do, and what she was able to do, remains her secret. We all have our secrets. I hold mine. To withhold words is power, but to share our words with others, openly and honestly, is also power. I was aware of the silences within my mother. They were her places of strength. Tilly Olson studied such silence. She writes, "Literary history and the present are dark with silences. I have had special need to learn all I could of this over the years, myself so nearly remaining mute and having to let writing die over and over again in me. These are not natural silences, what Keats called the tedious agony, that necessary time for renewal, lying fallow, gestation, in the natural cycle of creation. The silences I speak of here are unnatural, the unnatural thwarting of what struggles to come into being, but cannot.